we present The Grumbleweeds. Albert, Carl, Graham, Morris and Robin in The Water Babies.
What a lovely day.
It's a lovely day today.
It's what I call a lovely day, this is.
It is.
Is it what you call a lovely day, Melanie? It is. It's a lovely day today. They don't make days like this anymore.
They don't.
No, they don't. It's a lovely day, all right, today. It's the sort of day that makes you want to get up and go.
I'll get you caught.
No, you know what I mean, Uncle Nasty. The blue sky.
I'm not interested.
All the trees opening up their little buds.
I'm not interested.
Hot birds twittering as they make their little nests.
I'm not interested.
Mrs. Sidebottom's daughter across the road, sunbathing in a bikini.
Where?
Caught you out, didn't you, there?
You get right up my nose, you lot do, whittling on about what a lovely day it is. If I hear you say once more what a lovely day it is, I'll clobber somebody.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, Robert.
I'll tell you something.
What?
It's a lovely day.
I don't believe it. I'm surrounded by idiots.
You know, today's the sort of day that makes you glad to be alive.
That's just what I've been saying all night.
What was it my old granny used to say? Sun in the sky makes a man wise. Eat apple pie, but only on the third Tuesday in January. If you're wearing a green cardigan. My old granny had dozens of sayings like that.
Why?
She were crackers.
If my old granny were alive today, she'd look out of that window and say, "It's a lovely day for drying blankets." She would always say that. It didn't matter whether it was snowing, hailing, throwing it down in buckles. It's a lovely day for drying blankets, you say.
And why were that rat face?
Well, she were crackers and all.
We must do something today. It's a lovely day for drying blankets. We can't let this lovely weather go to waste.
Wilfred's right, you know. For all we know, today might be summer.
Let's go down to the canal.
I don't really know, Wilfred. What do you say, Ratface?
Ah, you know me, Uncle Rubbish. I'll fall in with anything.
Get down the canal and fall in that.
I could take me fishing, Rob.
What good is it fishing in that rotten, smelly canal?
All sorts when we went last Easter. I got 2 brown whales, a bear mattress, and a cloth cap.
Hey, I lost the cloth cap last Easter. Was it dark brown with a button in the middle?
Yeah, it was.
Size 6 1/4.
Yeah, it was.
Did it have a little tear in it, just where Neb joints capped me?
Yeah, it did.
And, was the lining split where it make his name one?
Yes, it was. Oh,
it can't be mine then.
You old bumpus. I'm not kidding. I sometimes think I'd be better off living with half a dozen donkeys.
Well, each to his own, Uncle Master.
Do you know, Mrs. Rubbish always wanted a donkey.
She got one, pal.
She nearly brought one home from Blackpool at the end of our honeymoon.
And did you stop her, old lad?
No, I wasn't with her. I had my honeymoon in Scarborough.
I've heard everything now. Separate honeymoon.
Yes, it was her idea, actually.
But never mind all that, because, like, it won't be for long.
No, no. We're back in our little home after a week.
Well, there you are then, you see. That's not long to wait for wedded bliss to begin.
Actually, I had to wait for a bit longer than that.
Well, why's that, lad?
She stayed in Blackpool for 14 years.
Well, how did you meet Mrs. Rubbish, old lad?
Well, it was one of those little quirks of fate. Did you know she were one of twins?
I didn't know that, Gaffer.
Nor did I.
Oh, yes. One of twins was Madge.
And did you have trouble telling them apart?
Oh, no, no, no. Her brother had a much bigger mustache.
I think I'll go outside, sit in a dustbin and put the lid on.
Yes. Where did the quirk of fate come into it, Uncle Ruby?
Well, it was a pal of mine. He organised a blind date for me. Hey, never go on a blind date, Ratface.
Well, why not? What happened?
Disaster. I mean, would you want to spend the evening with somebody who was dull, ugly and boring?
Well, not really, no.
Well, neither did she. Anyway, that's all in the past. What matters is what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah. Are we going to go to the canal?
Let us see that to make it up a big empire of sandwiches and pies and cream cakes and trifles and jellies.
Well, that's decided it for me.
You mean you're actually coming with us, Uncle Nasby?
No, I'm definitely going outside to sit in a dustbin.
Now then, Frieda, how are you getting along with that hamper?
Don't talk to me about that flipping hamper. I'm up to here with hampers. Oh, why won't they take me away? I can't cope.
And me dad's been helping you, ma'am.
Helping me? Your father? You are joking. I asked him to make me some egg sandwiches. He cut a large loaf of bread in half and just shoved half a dozen eggs in between the two pieces.
Ah, no, I mean, not still in the shells.
No, still in the flipping box. Oh, I can't cope.
What have we got in the hamper so far, then, Frieda?
Three spiders, two moldy apples and a mousetrap.
Have you made any of them rolls, Frieda?
Don't you talk to me about rolls. I've done every kind of roll there is. I've done ham rolls, bacon rolls, tomato rolls, sausage rolls. I've done forward rolls and somersaults in this kitchen. You name it, I've rolled it.
Has anybody seen Uncle Rubbish? Him and Wolf and they're trying to get his car started.
Oh, well, that's it then. If we're going in that bone shaker, it'll be tomorrow when we get there.
How's it coming on?
I think I've found the trouble.
Is it what you thought? You know, a sprained sprocket on the valve injection spindle?
No, it's a bird's nest in the air filter.
Look, get this old wreck started. Get everybody in. Get off and leave me in peace.
Right. Come on, Wilfred. Get on that handle. I'll pull the choke out and switch her on.
Right. See when I can start twiddling.
Okay, Wilfred, off you go.
Right.
Can you go a bit faster, Wilfred?
I'll try.
I think you're going to have to go a bit faster, Wilfred.
I'm going to do that.
Well done, Wilfred. It's starting. Now, Wilfred. 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 What are you doing up that tree, Wilfred?
Let go of the
Now, if everybody's here, we'll get in the car.
Come on then, Jeffrey, you and me get in the dicky seat.
I'm coming, Ernie.
What the heck are you two wearing?
Ignore him, Ernest. He's only jealous.
Where am I sitting?
You get in the back, Melanie, with Frieda and Adolf.
Right, you. Come on, ma'am.
Oh, I can't go.
Where do you want me and Wilfred, old Jeffrey?
On top of Melanie, Frieda and Adolf.
I'll see you, Raffi.
Uncle Nasty, you nurse the hamper on the front seat.
I've told you, pal, I'm not going.
Oh, don't be such a spoiled sport. Come on, just for me.
No way, absolutely, definitely, positively, no. No, 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 no. Not for you, or for anybody. No!
So you're still undecided?
Look, for crying out loud, just go and leave me in peace.
All right, well, I'll just have to put the hamper on the front seat then.
Well, I'll do that for you. You just get in and get off.
Can we go sooner, lad? Only I'm sitting on something very uncomfortable.
It's me false teeth, you pican. I always take them out when I'm travelling.
Well, take them out of my backside.
Right, here we go then. I'll just rev her up to full power. And off we go.
Open, open.
Shut the passenger door. Quick then, Uncle Nasty. I didn't stop. I might not be able to get the thing going again if I stop.
Shut the door, Uncle Nasty.
Hey. We're off, Wilfred.
Hey.
Who's calling?
It sounds like Uncle Nasty.
Stop us, the big car.
It is Uncle Nasty.
What's he doing?
He's running alongside the car. Oh dear, he's got his tie trapped in the door.
Stop the rotten, stinky car, will you?
Do you want me to stop the car, Uncle Robert?
But I dared him stop the car. Once I've got it going, I've got to keep it going.
Well, somebody stop this stupid car!
I'll wind down the window and talk to him. Hello, Uncle Nasty. Isn't it a lovely day?
When I get you out of this shower, rubbish, I'll separate you from your breath.
Did I ever tell you what my old granny used to say about a day like today, Uncle Nasty?
If you don't stop this living car, you'll be joining your rotten granny.
No. We're not going very fast, Uncle Nasty.
Can you close your window, Uncle Robbie? Because it's fast.
Righto.
He's stopping flipping fingers. Open it, open it, open the window, open it.
Why don't we have a sing shot? It'll all pass the floor.
What would you like us to sing, Uncle Nasty? I'll walk beside you.
Just you wait.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Hey, look, old guy, but why don't you cut across this field here? It'll save miles.
You're right. The canal's only on the other side. And look, look, the gate's open. Here we go.
What are you doing? Where are you dragging me?
Don't worry, Uncle Nasty. Just keep being dragged. We're nearly there.
I know it's a bit bumpy, but it must be softer on your feet, Uncle Nasty.
Oh, yeah, it's soft, all right. Oh, there must have been 500 cows in here. I can't help this. I'm going to tear you into little pieces. I'm going to feed you to the ducks, and then have a bath.
Look out, we're here.
Jam your brakes on, old lad. We're getting a bit close.
Right. Oh, well, he's obviously decided to have his bath first. Does anybody want to volunteer to give him the kiss of life?
Ah, well, I'll tell you something. It's still a lovely day.
Oh, it is.
How are you feeling, Uncle Nasty?
How would you feel? if you'd been dragged a mile and a half by the throat, had your fingers jammed in the car window, and then been unceremoniously dumped in a canal.
Have no idea.
Well, one more peep at you, pal, and you'll find out. Where's that idiot rubbish gone?
I don't know. When he done your clothes and that branch, he wandered off somewhere.
Here's Uncle Rubbish now.
Hey, you'll never believe this, everybody, but have I had a barge for the day?
Hey, I think that's fantastic.
Ah, that's brilliant, old lad. Where do we pick it up?
They're bringing it down to the canal to us in 5 minutes.
Oh, I'll laugh on the old way.
Belt up, Grimshaw. Just button it. Look, rubbish. How much is this barge going to cost us?
Nothing, Uncle Nasty. It's my little treat to make up for causing you that little bit of inconvenience on the way here.
Well, I think it's a lovely gesture. How did you come across it, lad?
Well, I went looking for a shop to get some ice cream when I saw this little boatyard. Sid Squeak's Super Summer Cruises.
And that's all we need.
Well, we got talking and I asked him if he had a boat for hire.
Fantastic! Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon.
Belt up!
But it must be costing you, lad. I mean, these things aren't cheap.
Well, it all depends on the size and the condition. I mean, some of them were £100 a day.
You can't afford that, Uncle Rubbish.
I'm not paying that, Melanie. He's got one in that just needed 10 minutes' work on it, and we're having that one.
How much, old lad?
A fiver. It's a Sid Squeak Super Deluxe badge.
Oh, that's fantastic! Every time
you're holding it. Ah, shut up, Grimshaw. Just pipe down. You dozy idiot rubbish.
Thank you.
Thank you? Don't be so daft. He's conned you.
Not necessarily, Uncle Nasty.
He looked a very honest man, did Sid Squeak.
And I suppose you've given him your fiver.
Of course I have.
You won't see that again, pal.
Well, I don't agree. I happen to belong to that generation who believes in trusting my fellow man, and I'm not a bad judge of character. So, if Sid Squeak said it's a good bargain, I believe him.
Hey, look what's coming down the canal. Have you ever seen a more dilapidated old barge in your life?
There's too many folk in this world not prepared to trust other people.
It's falling to pieces. Just look at all that grass growing out of the side.
I've always said if more people trusted more people, the world would be a better place to live in.
And who's the fella driving it? Hey, look, he's looking over here.
Well, as far as Sid Squeak concerned, I trust him implicitly. If he said it's a Sid Squeak Super Deluxe barge, then it's a Sid Squeak. Hello, Sid. Oh, dear, I think I've been conned.
Never mind, old lad. Appearances can be deceptive. I bet it's beautiful inside.
Ah, so will the Titanic. Just listen to that engine. I bet the same fella made that made the one in your car.
Greetings, shipmate. Here she is, all ship and Bristol fashion, and sparkling from stem to stern. I've just serviced and sprinkling her after the previous client.
How are the Pilgrim Fathers?
I would certainly not suggest you sail this across the high seas, but I could always swap it for the Super Deluxe twin screw racing cruiser with sleeping quarters for six, spare spinnaker and space-saving shower.
I think you're the space-saving shower, pal.
I don't think I can quite run to your Super Deluxe, Mr. Squeak.
Then consider the slightly substandard but still superior Silver Princess a superb example of streamlined craftsmanship. Supplied with sliding sunroof and 7 supporting buoyancy bands.
I think we're going to settle for this one, old gaffer.
Yes, I mean, well, it's only for the day, isn't it? Thank you ever so much, Mr. Squeak, and I'm sure we'll have a smashing time.
That's what the crew of the Mary Celeste said.
Well, Fred, go find Ernest and Jeffrey and Frieda, because they're picking wildflowers in that field.
They could pick them up this rotten barge.
I'm on my way.
And tell them it's all hands on deck. We splice the main brace, put the cat out, and sail in 10 minutes.
Well, what do you think, Frieda?
I've not paid to think. I'll go sort the food out downstairs.
No, no, Frieda. Not downstairs. It's below.
Where the it's below?
Downstairs. Can I clean up the deck a bit?
You can't clean it till you've weeded it.
When are we going to start moving?
First things first, Melanie. On deck, everybody.
What for?
Lifeboat drill.
There are no lifeboats, you what? Look, the best thing you can do is try to get this excuse for an engine started, and then we might get somewhere.
Good idea, Uncle Nasty.
Here we are. What a masterpiece of engineering craftsmanship. Beautiful. They certainly knew how to make engines in them days. There's only one thing that puzzles me.
What's that, lad?
How the heck you started?
Hello, everybody. Are we having problems?
We're just a little bit confused as to how to start the engine, Wilfred.
Oh, well, you've come to the right fellow. You see, what I would do is press that button there.
Which button, lad?
The one with press to start on it.
Well, that's brilliant.
Yes.
Here we go. It's going. It's going. It's gone.
Try again, old lad. Go on.
Whoa, welcome. We're off. This is brilliant, wonderful. Oh, this is what it's all about. The warm breeze of summer blowing through your hair. The gentle murmur of Mother Nature as she wakens to a new day.
The filthy smell of diesel oil as it slowly jumps into death.
Shall I,
Steer it quickly, because we're heading straight for that lock.
Hey, you're right. No, is it hard right to go left, or hard left to go right?
For goodness sake, Rubbish, put the thing one way or another, or we'll hit the lock gate.
Okay, here we go. The rudder snapped off.
How do you know all that?
It's floating bastard.
Oh, dear, Owen. We're heading for that lock gate.
For crying out loud, Rubbish. If we hit that lock gate, we'll be matched. Switch off the engine.
But it took me ages to get it going.
Ah, oh, stop it, Uncle Rubbish. Please, stop it.
I don't know how.
Oh, for crying out loud, pull something, kick the rotten thing.
Oh, dear, I can't stop it. Oh, this is terrible. All it needs now is for somebody to say we're stinking.
Robin, I think we're sinking. Dear, my mama runs to her knees in water downstairs.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hold on, don't panic.
Hey, look, somebody's opening the lock gate.
Oh, thank goodness. We can go into the lock, then.
I hope not.
Well,
there's a boat coming out.
Oh, no.
Oh, heck.
It's a quick posh boat.
Hey, just a minute. This rush of water from the lock is sending us towards that opening.
We're safe, old lad. It's where the river drives the canal.
We still have to stop the thing.
That's the least of our problems, Uncle Nasty. It'll stop when we run out of fuel. And that shouldn't be long. How are you doing below, Frieda?
I don't think she heard you, lad. What are you doing, Frieda?
The flipping breaststroke!
Uncle Rubbish! Can I say something?
No, not now, Wilfred. We've enough to think about.
But it's important.
Button it, Grimshaw. We've got to find a way to stop this flipping engine.
But I think I can help.
Tell us later, lad.
I don't think there'll be a later.
Well, what do you mean?
What does that sign say on the riverbank?
Oh, we haven't got time to bother about reading signs, Wilfred. We've got to get this...
Oh, no.
Oh, blimey. Danger. We're...
There, you see? You won't listen to me. Now, there's only one other thing I want to say.
And what's that, lad?
What's the weir?
Oh, dear. What do we do now, Uncle Rubbish?
Well, there's only one thing we can do.
All hands on deck. All hands on deck.
Splash the main bridge.
Splash the main bridge.
Lower the spinnaker.
Lower the spinnaker.
And swim for it.
Right.
Follow me, everybody. Come on, everybody. Melanie, help your mother onto the river bank.
Come on, ma'am.
Right, Robert, it's that easy. It's never involved me in one of your plans ever again. Ever. Got it? Twice in one day I've been in that rotten water. I've been broke, dragged, half down, and not so much as a sorry from any of you. Well, don't just stand there dripping wet. Say something.
Hasn't it been a lovely day?
Listening to The Water Babies, starring the Grumbleweeds, Albert, Carl, Graham, Morris and Robin. The Water Babies was written and produced in Manchester, that's the other side of the Pennines, by Mike Craig. Underwater.